It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Ainsley Earhart.
I'm Charles Payne.
I'm Martha McCallum, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. I'm John Saucier. A foreign aid package desperately needed by Ukraine has been moving at a snail's pace through Washington, D.C., but now it's close to the finish line. Ukraine needs this money, this military equipment, and this support as Russia's military machine is pounding targets and slowly taking ground.
Russia is most definitely back in this game, and that's not great news for Ukraine, but they're a brave bunch of people, and now it looks like almost officially they'll get this extra $61 billion worth of weaponry that's going to help a big amount.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
With a major foreign aid package getting ready to go through Congress and get to President Biden's desk, we thought it'd be a good time to check in on the war in Ukraine. It's been a grind for both sides. Allies of Ukraine have been keeping them in the fight with military support. The largest supporter, of course, has been the United States, and with this new aid package, Ukraine is hoping to get the advantage back in this brutal war.
It is hugely needed.
We're talking today with Fox News senior foreign correspondent Greg Polcott. He's in Kyiv, Ukraine.
Remember this bill about $61 billion worth of weapons and other gear needed by the Ukrainian military has been waffling around Washington for about 6 months now. Luckily, we saw that breakthrough vote in the House over the weekend. We've just seen a procedural vote in the Senate with a good thumping margin, 80 to 19 in favor of getting this armaments there. And it is needed, John. We heard the sirens go off last night and today. Russia is hitting hard all along the 600-mile long front line, starting up at the major city of Kharkiv near the border with Russia. Through taking over many villages in the eastern side of the country, thumping Odessa, Zaporizhia, Kherson, that's in the southern part. They're not taking any kind of a holiday, and they're trying to take advantage of a weakened Ukrainian military, John.
Yeah, it seems like going through the air has been Russia's strategy recently there. You talked about hearing air raid sirens. What's the feeling in Kyiv? I mean, are they worried about more missile strikes? What's the, the general feeling there? It seems to me scary when all of a sudden a raid siren goes off.
What we have been seeing now again in the past six weeks or so, John, is hitting the infrastructure, the electrical infrastructure. Kharkiv, for example, without a lot of electricity. And I know in this area, in Kyiv and outside, there have been power outages. This, again, was something that Russia was doing. They backed off. And now they're going on all fronts, trying to take advantage again, of a weakened Ukrainian military and a paucity of anti-air missiles. Drones were headed towards Kyiv overnight. It's not too hard to shoot down a drone, but it is very hard to shoot down a missile or even a hypersonic missile, which Russia has been using to greater and a greater degree here in this war front, John.
Well, we know that the Ukrainians have been asking not only the United States, but other countries as well for these Patriot missile systems. We have them set up in certain areas where the idea is to shoot one of these missiles out of the sky, maybe even a hypersonic missile. Any chatter about possible Patriot batteries being installed, or is it just try and take down as many of these as you can as they get fired in by Russia?
Yeah, it's a big thing, John, that President Zelensky wants. He says he needs 7 Patriot missile batteries. There are some here, but not enough. And the air defense is crucial because basically there's really not much of an air force that Ukraine has. The planes are few and far between and not in great shape. But with anti-air missiles and then with their own offensive missiles, medium range, long range, they can do damage. And that's been kind of the way that Ukraine has been trying to keep its head above water strategically over the past couple of months. They've been reaching out behind enemy lines, places like Crimea, Belgorod, even close to Moscow, even close to St. Petersburg, just to shake up Russia, even though it knows it cannot conquer Russia right now. And that's what they've been doing to try to a little bit of hybrid warfare here, John.
Yeah, the psychological aspect is obviously a big deal, especially for Ukraine, a smaller nation trying to fend off a very large world power. Our guest today is Fox News senior foreign correspondent Greg Polakot. He's in Kyiv, Ukraine. Greg, you mentioned earlier in this interview the second largest city in Ukraine, Kharkiv, which is closer than what you are to that Russian border. Now, a lot of these airstrikes that Russia has been conducting, whether it be missile, drone, what have you, have gone towards Kharkiv. Can you talk about the current situation for that city and what's been happening?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, John, because the Russians were kind of pushed out of that region in one of the earlier, more successful counter-offensives by Ukraine. And now what they have decided, what Moscow has decided, is it's just going to pick apart that city, 1.3 million people, second largest city in Ukraine, 18 miles away from Russia. What it has said it wants to do, that is the Russian officials, are saying, their military officials are saying, they want to make that a demilitarized zone, a sanitaire corridor to make sure that nothing comes from there and goes over into Russia. And in fact, what some people have said, and I was speaking with a member of parliament from there today, who's been a bit of a crusader for the cause of the brave people who are there, that Russia wants to turn this into another Aleppo. Remember, Aleppo is that city in Syria that Russian aircraft just pounded away when they were allied with Assad and keeping that dictator in power. Now it's moving a tested method over into this battle sphere.
Ukraine can't do much for now about some Russian airstrikes, and that has led to some major infrastructure targets being taken down there. As this war grinds on, the United States is readying aid for not only Ukraine, but other foreign allies as well. Today we're talking to Fox News senior foreign correspondent Greg Polakot. He's in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, giving us the latest on the war and just how badly Ukraine needs Western allies to come through right now. We'll pick up the conversation with Greg for you on the other side of this. And have most of these Russian strikes against Kharkiv been against infrastructure, stuff that you talked about earlier? Are they hitting more civilian targets, more military targets?
Yeah, very dramatic hit yesterday, about 4:30 in the afternoon. A 900-foot-tall TV tower absolutely smack dab knocked in the middle of it and toppled it. So communications in the city has been affected by that. But it's more, I think, as you've mentioned, John, the psychological impact that Russia can do these things. You got to remember, the analysts look at what there was Russia 1.0 in this war and Russia 2.0. 1.0 was really a botched effort to try to take over the place two years and 3 months ago. And they did just about everything wrong, but they have learned. They've learned how to move. They've learned how to use their weaponry. They've learned to play defense and learned how to do offense at the expense, it must be said, of tens and tens and tens of thousands of soldiers as well as gear. But Russia is most definitely back in this game, and that's not great news for Ukraine, but they're a brave bunch of people, and now it looks like they'll get this extra $61 billion worth of weaponry that's going to help a big amount, John.
Greg, a lot of the chatter about the current state of this war indicates that there may be soon some sort of Russian offensive on Ukraine. I mean, this really is probably the best upper hand Russia has had in the war, you could argue, so far, this current point where we are. How's the feeling in Ukraine on a possible Russian offensive? Are they talking about it there? Do they have the idea it's coming? And if so, what are they doing about it?
They're talking about it. They have the idea it's coming. And it's already in the early stages. They call it a spring-summer offensive because actually we're not too far away from summer. And that's when ground conditions, weather conditions are absolutely the best for Russia to roll through the territory and gain some extra areas in a couple of provinces, which they have been claiming they control totally. But yes, Ukraine is responding. Just as last year, Russia put up some very, very strong defenses, almost harkening back to World War I style trenches. Well, Ukraine has been doing exactly that as well. Digging trenches, tank traps, you name it. They want to hold on to the ground that they have. They've moved away, backed away from the front line with Russia, maybe about 5 to 8 miles, and then have put these in place. And defense is a little bit easier than offense. So they're hoping defensively this year they can hold Russia off. And according to the officials that I speak with, there's no real new offensive being considered by Ukraine until at least next year, 2025. So it shows that the dynamics and the lengthening, grim nature of this war, John.
Yeah, just talking to you, I mean, you realize how much of a grinding war this has been so far, and a very devastating war as well, especially for Ukraine and their people. Fox News senior correspondent Greg Ponkar reporting from Kyiv, Ukraine. Greg, we appreciate your time. Stay safe while you're there, and thanks for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
Thank you, John. Always a pleasure.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.